Welcome to Clocks Running, the podcast, everything flag football officials. I'm your host, Jacob.
And I'm Matt.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Just trying out new things.
Okay. It's cool, man. I wasn't upset.
Well, okay. So, you know, doing fun arts and crafts around the house. Yeah, I got to give a shout out to my kiddo, Charlie. She came up with this idea. She said, you should do Robot Dad when you come on the new intro for the show. And I was like, I'm in. So we tried it. It was successful. I thought it was fun. Maybe we incorporate it more often.
Yeah, I loved
it. You could be a little more enthusiastic. You know, that's fine, but whatever.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Maybe what's give crazy? Me a heads up about it. I could have matched your robot energy, but you didn't tell me, so.
Well, you know, it's just a good night, man. Just, I'm feeling good, feeling fun, looking good. You know, I just did some apparel picks for us. Got some other apparel on. Shout out to my guys at Stripe Life down in Florida. Got theirs gear on. Super comfy. You know,
did you get a new perm? Did you perm it?
Dude, these bangs are banging, dude. They're always banging. So I'm just gonna say this. I'm just gonna say this once. If you don't have hair, you can't make fun of people who have hair.
I got plenty of hair. It's just not on the top of my head, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, but you know what? What I got here is basically the equivalent of what you got up there.
Okay.
Bro, there's a lot of undercarriage. There's a lot of undercarriage.
I don't think you should ever use that phrase again.
Undercarriage is good.
Nah, okay. You just referred to undercarriage talking about your beard.
I don't know, man. No, the neck hair.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. You still said undercarriage and talking about hair.
Well, bro, we are live on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Okay. And so, man, we got a guest tonight. And I don't want to play that song because it's probably copyright of it. But you remember that little kid that was like, "Corn, you got the juice, you got the juice." No, we don't know the copyright of this song.
That's why I
don't
play it. 3 seconds. Chill out, okay. First of all, calm down. YouTube is not our concern. It's the rest of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, go ahead and introduce who we got.
You just said who it is. I can't do an introduction for an introduction. All right, but bring my man Corn on. Tonight we're going to have a fun thing. We're talking about new officials. Nobody else. Hey, bro, do you have a neck or a rest of your body? There we go. What's up, bro?
What up, bro?
We appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro, thanks for coming on. I just didn't know if Jacob was going to introduce you by your government name or if we were just going to roll with Corn. I didn't know.
It's cool.
I would never say that.
Hey, man, not everybody's like Deuce Dutch where we don't use our socials. Some people are okay out in the community, you know, like.
I don't mind it at all.
All right, cool, man. Well, I just, as always, with a new guest, we want to give you the chance to just kind of share your origin story as it pertains to flag football. So just tell us, you know, kind of what got you in the flag, whether it was playing or what it was, and then what brought you into a transition into officiating.
What got me into playing flag football, which one, I'm old. So one of our referees, Mr. Robert Baker, he recruited me to play flag with him in the Bengals. And it just transitioned from the Bengals to I played with the Gifford Sooners. And then I started playing with the Greensboro Lions that's transitioned to Carolina Kings. And then I went to another team called BI, Bad Intentions, out of North Carolina, out of Wilmington. And I just played so many years. I was like, hey, let me just try this referee thing. And I just said I liked it. I started liking it.
There you go. And this is your first year officiating?
It is. Full time, yeah. It definitely is. Okay. I, I've noticed that the true meaning of dislike. Yeah. Your friends, the guys I thought they were my friends, yeah, they definitely hate me.
Yeah, I figure. I mean, all those guys on Bad Intentions, they're nice guys. You know, they don't ever argue calls or anything like that. They're probably the coolest with you, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, they if I mess up a call, they'd be like, "Sigh, you got it next time."
100% do not say that. There is nobody in the North Carolina area that is okay with, "Oh, it's all right, you got it."
Not one time. If they don't tell you on that football field, they definitely go tell you on social media.
Yeah, they are.
So do you think it's been, I know you kind of traveled a little bit. Do you think it's been more of a challenge to officiate locally where, I mean, that's where you played, or is it harder outside of North Carolina?
It's harder to referee, sorry. It's harder to referee in, at home. It's harder to referee home than it is out of town. Home, they just, because they know you. So refereeing out of town is more relaxing, definitely.
So you've done quite a bit, you know, with me at least. You've worked youth. You've worked tournaments now.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had you for league play quite yet. What would you say out of this year has been the biggest challenge going from playing to officiating?
The biggest challenge. One thing I get in trouble with all the time, talking on the sideline to the team. I get in trouble with that. I have to remind myself I'm not part of the team. I'm refereeing. Let's see what else was a big challenge. What was the challenge? What's the other challenge? It really wasn't really too hard to convert because I knew the rules. I knew the game, so it really went too hard. That was it, really, to be honest. Just got to focus. Oh, I do catch myself watching the game sometimes. I caught myself first when I first started, like, oh, that was a nice juke. Oh, shoot, that was a hold. I got to throw the flag. instead of me saying, oh, that's a holding, I got to be the one throwing the flag. Like, oh, yeah, that was it. Other than that, nothing really too hard.
has there been a specific location that you've enjoyed the most?
I will be honest with you, I enjoyed ECN. I enjoyed East Coast Nationals. I learned a lot of different formats because, one, I'm a contact player. That non-contact thing is definitely not for me. But to see five-man non-contact air it out, really for the first time, really, I really enjoyed it. I really actually enjoyed watching and playing. I wish I was small enough to and fast enough to play it. But I really liked it. I really did. And meeting new referees, of course, while I was out there from over the world. So it was really nice.
Yeah, no, it's funny, man, because I agree. I came from contact as a player playing contact, but I actually enjoy officiating non-contact more. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about that, but.
I don't know either. I like it though.
It's the fact we didn't play it.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think that it gotta be. It's gotta be. And co-ed, five non-contact. I really enjoy watching them. I really enjoy refereeing that.
Yeah. Has there been a rule that, like, maybe early on was just challenging for you to kind of get, you know, kind of wrap your head around?
Yes. Impeding the rusher.
Okay.
Because make sure I say this right, Jake. Impeding rusher only applies when the rusher changes direction after the line of scrimmage, correct?
You want to say all that again?
So when the rusher passes the line of scrimmage, if the rusher does not pass the line of scrimmage, I have to and it changed directions. I wouldn't call it at first. I would thought he had to go towards, like, at the quarterback to be a PD and rusher. Not. I would listen to that call up first.
So it's anything that change it's anything that an offense does that changes the path of the rusher to the line of scrimmage. Yeah.
And then I always messing up the I'm about to mess myself up. Illegal rush. And I was dealt with because a rusher will act like he's rushing. And I'm like, oh, you can't go, but they never pass a line of scrimmage. So yeah, they could do that. And I was like, first time I did, I threw that, I launched that flag like I knew something. I launched that flag and I was like, oh, they got past the line of scrimmage. Other than that, everything else the same as regular football.
Yeah.
As regular eights.
No, that's funny. I think just in general, impeding, I would say like impeding and probably flag guard, especially like flag guard for officials that come from tackle. That's like such a hard thing for them to start recognizing, yeah. Oh, this is a penalty you gotta call. Whereas impeding is hard because you're not looking for contact at all. So it's like you're really looking for a hesitation. Mm-hmm. And that's a really tricky, tricky call to have to make. I think impeding is always going to be challenging, especially depending on what angle you're at, you know, from exactly. The line of scrimmage, it's a lot harder.
Have I learned the ruling of angles? I swear you should take a math test before you become a referee. Because man, angles is definitely key in refereeing. Mm-hmm. If you're not in the right position, the right angle, you're gonna miss a lot of things. And I learned that this year, course with my crew that helps me out. But yeah, you have to be in the right position at the right time.
So Corn, you've kind of had like a crash course on, you know, you worked with probably five or six different organizations in just the 7 months that, you know, we've had the year. What's something that you could take away from every organization and tell, you know, the universe, what needs to improve? What do you see needs to improve from organizations? You don't have to call individuals out or anything like that.
What needs to improve in all organizations? I wouldn't say communication. I will first make sure we all take care of our referees. And that's in every organization. Everything. Make sure y'all take care of your referees. Make sure y'all feeding us. Make sure y'all giving us drinks. And we need our breaks too. Make sure y'all doing them three things. Make sure that, hey, some referees can't. They might, you know, last five games, like, hey, you want to do the last two games? Nah, they tired. Instead of just throwing them a card, ask them, like, hey, you good to go to the last two? Do we need to move somebody over here? Other than that, communication. I feel like every tournament, instead of y'all giving us this game, just give us a bunch of cards. It's going to be on this field. Bow. I see y'all. That's that's end of it. I know I got 10 games on this field today. I ain't got to worry about what game, what field I got to go to, what's next. It's all on that card. That's it.
Familiar. Yeah. Did you have a follow up question there, Jacob?
No, not at all. No, I mean, you go ahead.
I didn't know. I like to stir the pot a little bit. I heard that there was some interesting things that happened this past weekend in Atlanta. First and foremost, what happened in the fives non-contact championship? They just decided to split the pot, or what happened there?
Oh, okay. You didn't go that far. There was. I thought it was gonna go worse.
I'm just getting started.
Yeah. Oh shit. So the two teams are basically under the same umbrella, and they was like, "Nah, we're not playing." And we're like, "Nah, y'all gotta play. Y'all gotta play, because if y'all don't play, we don't get paid." They're like, "We're not playing." I'm like, y'all going to play and y'all going to enjoy this game. So they played. It was a sloppy, quick game, but Pause. But but yeah, they didn't want to play at all. They did not want to play that game at all. They were like, "We, the money's going to the same bank account." So yeah,
cool. How do you, as a former player, how do you feel about that? I mean, did you ever have a situation where you split a pot?
Nah. So I know I'm gonna get in trouble for this, but oh well. Atlanta do that a lot, and I think that's a smart thing. They're like, why do, if we're in the same, if we go to the same organization, split the pot for what? Why risk getting one of my star players hurt because y'all want me to play? I think that was a smart idea. I'm not doing that. We're gonna split the pot. The money's going into the same account. We're still gonna be able to get our jerseys, fellas. And that's it. I think that's a smart idea. Atlanta will come back when I was playing days. Atlanta will come to North Carolina and say if they make it to the championship, it could be two Atlanta teams. They're not playing each other in the championship. It could be two teams. Can I say team names just randomly?
Yeah,
you can. Okay. It's your
All right, cool. Name. So, like, let's say it was like, I have two teams that don't even play no more, like Red Rum and you know what the fuck going on. They both could be playing and they make it to the championship. They're not playing each other. They could be like, all right, we're going to split this pot. Whoever, nobody cares about the trophy. And they going home. They're going to hit 85 South early. North Carolina on the other hand? Fuck no. We got to play each other. We got to play each other. I'll be like,
I mean, in North Carolina, y'all don't really have like A and B squads of anything, do you?
A couple teams have in the past, but not now.
Not really.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like that's when it happens the most, is when there's like an A B squad.
No, Shotwave and the team of his name, both of them played A ball, and they were like, "Fuck, nah, we're not playing each other. We'll see you in Lee play."
We'll settle it there.
That's how they used to play it.
I don't know. I guess. Yeah. All right. What else are you going to tell me about Atlanta? They got you nervous. I heard it was hot, man. I heard it was hot.
It was extremely hot. I think what Saturday was, I think it felt like 96 out there. It was like 96 out there the whole day, yeah. And we was out there from every bit of 8 to 8. Yeah, 8 to 8 easily. Cause Friday we was out there from 4 to midnight. Yeah, Friday was bad.
That's night bowl times.
Yeah, Friday was bad. We kind of got behind on schedule with weather and a scheduling situation. And yeah, the last game didn't start till like 11:40.
Jeez.
So, yeah,
fun. Corn, if you could be any flavor of Pop-Tart, what would you be?
Strawberry, easily.
You just chose the most vanilla flavor.
No,
what you
gonna say? He chose strawberry. He chose strawberry, not vanilla.
What would you say? Cinnamon?
You got birthday cake, brown maple sugar. You got what? Stop.
Yes.
Cherry. You got all these different.
I don't eat cherries. I might be fat, but I don't eat cherries.
What does fat and cherry have to do? I'm fat and I eat cherry.
I eat nothing cherry. Not a cherry guy. Not a cherry guy at all. I saw the other day with the young lady who's on there, y'all picking on her about she eats. What did she eat that y'all said y'all eat? Oh, pineapples on pizza. Yeah, I don't do that either.
That's monstrosity. You don't do that.
Yeah, you don't do that. Hey, that's disgusting.
Somebody in the comments just said you're basic. That's why.
Hey, being basic is okay. It's okay.
How can they see it, but we... Where are we live?
I can't see it.
Well, that was on YouTube, so I think only I can see it.
Oh, I think that's the place we're live right now.
Yeah.
No, well, we're live on it. We should be on Instagram. I see it.
Mm-mm.
I don't see it. Corn don't see it. And Corn don't see it. We got us blocked. Sick.
Damn.
Not Facebook either? It's because you played that music, bro.
No, it's not even acknowledging
that something was posted. Who created that picture, man? That's what I want to know. Who's behind the picture?
You'll never know.
That's funny.
Hey, but if anything, right, that picture did you some justice because it actually didn't show you on the ground. It showed you in the chair.
Yeah. And by the way, I got a new chair.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, so let me ask you this. You say you don't like cherries. Is that you? That means you like peaches over cherries? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Say that. Say that.
By far. By far. I would always eat a peach before I eat a cherry. That's, I don't know. It's like, I argue with people on the sideline. We was talking about mustard and pickles. When you catch a crab, I'm always going to take mustard over pickles. I don't know how y'all eat pickles.
You don't eat pickles on anything?
I might get one on a burger, but that's it. I might. But nah, I'm not a pickle person. And people be drinking that pickle shot, and I'll be, even though it does come in handy. Thank you, Jacob. Good boy, I needed that one day. That was the most disgusting sting ever. It's the stuff.
It saves you, though.
It does. Give me mustard any day.
I don't even think those pickle shots actually have pickle juice in them. It's just vinegar.
It's not vinegar. It's pickle juice.
Nah, I think on the label it says does not contain pickle.
I don't believe you.
Now he's going to go look at it. I don't
believe you. Go look it up, man.
I'm trying to record a podcast with my pals, so I'm not going to go look up.
Tristan.
Oh.
Pickle juice.
Go get my book back. Go get my purple book back out of our room.
Oh, he got one in his bag right now.
Yeah.
We're about to see. I keep one on.
I keep that thing on me.
I keep it on me.
Hey, so what I heard from you about Atlanta is the competition was weak. Whoever wrote the schedule did it wrong. The games ran behind. I just repeating what you said.
Hey, so Ant has a really good way of putting words in people's mouths.
I see. No, Ant, I would not say the competition was weak. Definitely wasn't weak. The AU and New Jack game, that was great. That was a good game. That was a really good game. And I'll be honest with you, that's the first time this ever watched a Lady Elite ever play. And they got this rusher named Pinky.
Yeah.
Hey, she a fucking bully.
So when you said Pinky, like, are we talking like finger, toe?
I guess that's her name. That's her fucking name. I don't know who she is. I mean, I don't know her government name. But I watched her play. And I watch how they move the ball. They're really efficient. Like, they move the ball very well. Like, I loved how they move the game. And they stay as a team, no matter even when it gets rough.
Yeah, so Lady Elite's no joke for sure.
I did like that. I really like. I did my first. I think screen. Yeah, screen. Yeah, that's not for me. That's too much money. That's way too much money.
What are you talking about?
It's okay. Seven screen with an extra person.
But other than that, I think I got one. I don't know if I got it, Jacob. I don't think I got a shot. Dang. I thought I had one.
Where's AU out of?
AU is out of, I think, Maryland, a DMV area.
They're DC. They're DC.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know they were still playing. They just play eights now? Is that it?
They've only just played eights.
Oh, okay. They've never played anything else.
Yeah, they are very, very much a eight content. I mean, like, and their guys play other formats, but as a team, they only play eights.
Yeah, because they have, like, because I'm trying to think who I've seen. Shaq, right? Doesn't Shaq play with them?
I don't know Shaq.
There's a lot of Shaqs.
You talking about the one with the red bandana on
Shaq Puritan.
Yeah, no, not Shaq Harrington. Different one.
Oh, that's the only Shaq I know.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That's all Chuck I know.
Anyway, I think Bruce has played with him before.
Bruce? Well, he plays with UT.
Oh, okay.
The Cobras.
That's what you're probably thinking of, UT Cobras.
Yeah.
That is probably what I'm thinking of then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. AU's a really good. They're a really good 8-man team.
That was a good game. A lot of
you rest that?
No. I definitely sat down the sideline and watched that though. I definitely did. That was a good game. Batatitius did really very well for a small number. They had maybe 12 guys, 13, and they had to go with a backup quarterback. They did very well. They did very well. I think they made it to like the semis or the. Yeah, I think the semis, but they did very well as well.
In rec, though, right?
Nah, they don't do. Nah, they do rec. Nah, I ain't doing them like that. Nah, they do rec.
Nah, they. That was what? That was an open tournament, right?
Yeah. No. They're D3. Because outside is one Division III.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. I think A and B was open, and then they had a small division.
I got you.
Yeah.
What tournament in Tampa in January are you looking most forward to?
Due to the fact that I'm still playing right now, I will be in
what?
In Orlando.
What?
Cool. Yes.
That is crazy. Hold on. I thought you said you retired.
I did retire.
Oh. But I'm like 60-40. Okay. Like I only play maybe every 4 months. And I'm refereeing like every other weekend.
That's crazy. What position do you play?
I'm a blocking back. That's all I play. I like to block. I don't try to go out there and catch nothing. I ain't like some of these other guys. Nah, I just want to block. That's it.
You play fives also?
Yeah. Yeah. I really like
who
fives.
You play, who you play for with
fives? Infinity.
Oh, okay.
TJ Simmons team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to
get our face back from losing the tone at the end last year on that crucial sack.
I don't know. That tournament's so important to me, so it really doesn't matter.
We're coming over there though. We're coming over there this year too. We're already coming over there too. We're doing both this year. We're gonna be over there as well.
I seen TJ say he's got some like a list that he wants to accomplish in 1 year or something like that. I've seen that.
We'll be in both this year.
So. I mean, hey man, Five's contact was pretty good. And you know, and really at ECN, Five's contact was really good too. The games were just
we had a lot of good contact games.
Yeah, there was. I don't know what I think it was six man.
Yeah.
I think the young boys Savages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that light skinned little quarterback. That dude was good. I was like, oh man.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
You need to bring him to Campbell City for a tournament.
he's trying to make a name for himself, so he definitely putting himself out there for sure.
Yeah, no. come on South real quick, and let's see what we can see how that rock out for you.
Man, y'all talk such a big game, but it's been a minute since y'all really had an impact.
We don't have it. All right, let's start this. All right. Outside of toning them, Five Man still stays in the South. And I don't care if you say the Bets are from South Carolina, it's the South. Okay?
So Carolinas.
Regardless, it's here. All right. So until you can dethrone all of us, I ain't want to hear none of that. You got one team. I'll take you. Go ahead. Congratulations.
But Free Smoke, Hard Target. I mean, come on.
No disrespect to my friends, Allen and them, but we beat them.
Last time they came down, they didn't win.
And when we saw them, And when they came, when we saw them at Nationals, we sent them home. So they did win in y'all bracket though over there at the USA.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why we, they went the 35 plus and then
five pro.
They won five.
And they won five pro. Yeah. Yeah.
And then 35 and up team is good.
Free smoke 1-6.
Yeah. Yeah. Free smoke 1-6s.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they got Hard Target's got that dude they call Gronk. Mm-hmm. That dude's crazy.
Big Gronk, yeah, Big Gronk, yeah. That's crazy, my boy. Man. That's my boy, yeah. Yeah, hey. I'd be shy. I'd be like, God, you can't do nothing with him. He like 6'5" and he big, like ain't nothing you could really do. Jump ball is it's gonna be hard for a DB on him.
Right.
And I've seen him get in he gets in anybody's face. He don't care.
He don't. He doesn't.
I want it.
And yeah. Here's the thing about it, though. He would talk so much shit on the field, and then turn around and drink a beer with you. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. I like that. So I know y'all probably out here watching and go share it. Hey, I still love y'all Hard Target. Y'all, you know, y'all still my guys. But, yeah, I'm starting.
Nah, you got it. At the end of the day, you got to represent where you're from. I understand
Yeah. Those yeah. Know. I really would really, because I know this is USA, but I really would like is the guys from the West Coast to come over just one time. Not just one team. Bring all of them. All right, I know they got more than one team over there.
Bro, they, you know what? Like, I don't know. Maybe it was like 4 years ago or something like that. Arizona and Colorado went together, AZ Union. And,
yeah, it was really and good.
Yeah, they were good. You know, but a lot of those dudes they're older. We're like that. I'm part of that generation. We're all 40 plus.
So we old too. You're so excuse.
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
We old too. There ain't no excuse there. Sorry. But I remember that.
But
I think the year the STV won, I think it was Colorado Buffalo, I think what's their name? They won. They came in second and eighth.
Oh, Bulls! The Colorado Bulls.
Bulls. Yeah. They came in second and eighth. Yeah. So yeah, I remember them. They good. They was good. I just mad they was a 1 year wonder.
Yeah, they just you know they just don't travel as far as that goes. I mean that was a Vegas tournament, so they had a good amount. They had a solid roster there, but going out to like Florida and stuff, they really can't bring an eighth team.
Here's my thing. I'm sorry. We know now that we're going to Nationals in 2028. So you can game plan for that year. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. You know where you're going, bro. You know in January, hey, we booking this trip.
You drive or fly to Florida?
Fly. I'm old. I'm not driving nowhere.
Hey, man.
How long of a flight is that?
An hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah. And it probably cost you like $62 or something like that.
Where? Please give me that plane discount.
For real.
Please give me that plane discount.
I'm just saying, bro, when I had a team from Colorado, we were lucky to put together a small ball team. And we would get 12 guys. And, bro, it was like I was paying for like three or four dudes. Because
I got you. I don't know if y'all know out there. If y'all watch in Colorado, there's a thing called Afterpay. You can afterpay your plane tickets. They take four payments, okay? You can work it out. All right? Don't make no excuses with me. I'm sorry.
Afterpay is hilarious.
Bro, in Colorado, we work in the farms, in the oil rigs. Bro, we don't got credit, bro. We should be able to do that.
You remember, I told you I lived in Colorado. I know. I stayed in Westminster, so I know what's out there. But no excuses, bro. How you think I got it? Afterpay, bro. Four payments. You'll get
that. I feel you.
But no, I really would like to see that though. Like, I would like to see it grow like more and more, like West Coast versus East Coast in a lot of formats. I really like that.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing you would need. So, I mean, like travel costs, right? You to go across country, it's I could book it now, and it's going to be $400 or $500 a person, you know, and I get that, you know, you're gonna. you can put it on Afterpay, EBT, STA, NBA, WBC, whatever you want. But at the end of the day, people got to justify it, right?
Yeah, you're right.
That's the tough thing for people to get away. Like, I almost think perfect world, I don't think it'll happen. This is just like unbiased opinion. You would need a centralized spot, right?
Yeah.
You would need something like in the Midwest that isn't, you know, 12 degrees with 60-mile-an-hour winds and doesn't have to worry about tornadoes. Or we could just take the weather in Florida where
– I would say we deal with it in Florida every year.
I was going to say.
You just tried Florida last Nationals.
But Florida gives you the opportunity for potentially to have really, really good weather. Right.
Yes.
Whereas these other places, it's like, okay, it's going to be 7 degrees, maybe sunny.
Because what's
the middle ground? Like Indianapolis, like
You're going the wrong. You're going north. That's too cold.
So what's the? But nobody's going to St. Louis.
Again, too cold. Too far north.
That's too far north.
Yeah.
So then the top part of Texas, is that what you're talking about? No, Oklahoma?
I'd go to the bottom part. I'd go down to San Antonio.
So you wanna meet in San Antonio?
I love San Antonio.
San Antonio is cool.
Yeah, put me in Houston.
I just feel like, okay, this is what it comes down to as far as the West Coast goes. We got for non-contact, we got Ronan, who has traveled out to Florida and won. We got New Dynasty who can't win in Tampa.
Hey, they're my boys. Don't do them like that. They're my boys.
They're not even a team anymore, bro.
I know.
New Dynasty.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe.
They talk like they some days they play in contact, some days they only gonna play non-contact. It depends on Ant how he feel that day.
And you got the Bears from Colorado, okay? And they won 60 in
the other team.
Yeah, I can't stand
They're all my former teammates, bro. Of course, I love them. You know what I mean? Like, those are my guys. But
can't have you repping those.
Then outside of that, who else has had success?
That's Khakis. A great question.
Huh?
Who's them?
Khakis.
Who'd you say?
Khakis, nobody.
Oh, Khakis. Oh,
Khakis.
Like, yeah.
I don't know who the hell that was.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, clearly the East Coast, Florida, Texas is going to dominate these things. And there's just a couple outliers, literally three teams that have won something.
Yeah.
Actually, you would think that.
I can't
wrong? Curry Bombers can't win east of Vegas.
It's about time we bring Law back on. You're talking awfully reckless,
bro. It's not that they're not even a team anymore. They're calling themselves the Elephant Boys now or something. I'm telling you right now, they got a jersey with an elephant. It's called the Elephant Boys. They just went up and won a tournament in Oregon, but. Bro, when have they won? Well, I'm not talking about something 7-8 years ago, bro. That's like talking about Wilt Chamberlain winning the championship. Like, it's so irrelevant. Okay,
so, all right. Well, just to go ahead and prove you wrong with your Elephant Boys, Curry Bombers is listed here on the San Diego Open or Flag Fest site right now. 5 non-contact pro. Curry Bombers.
Oh, in pro?
Elephant Boys. Yeah.
It's cool. They'll go to the second round and lose. It's cool.
And you call it second round?
I tell them that all the time, bro. I tell them all the time.
Dang.
They gotta combine that. You know what? That's what Ronan did. Ronan took the best of Southern California and they started winning. They went to Florida and they beat YTG and aired out. So there's a recipe.
Hey, I mean, I say there's been some teams out there that do that, so it works.
Yeah.
If you can do it, you can do it.
But Corn, I agree with you, man. I'd love to see like a kind of best. What you calling Law right now?
Of course I am.
I was like, yeah, calling somebody.
Bro, he hasn't played in 3 years, so I don't even know why you're calling.
Whatever, dude.
That's why he's not going to pick up the phone.
He's going to pick up because it's me.
He's not. He's busy, bro. It's like it's 4 in the afternoon. He's working right now.
Your call has been forwarded.
See? Yeah, well, I was thinking my guy was gonna come to me.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. He only calls when he needs something, bro. He tells me that all the time. He's like, I only call you when I need something.
But now to the referee life though, I really enjoy it. I really do. I meet new people like you, which is your backstory was just crazy to me. but like, you know, it's fun. It's just a new thing for me, and I appreciate being in it. I'm going to continue to do it. I can see myself doing it for a long time.
Well, it's a great way to stay involved with the game.
Yeah. How many more years you got playing, bro?
Playing? Maybe 2. Maybe.
Okay. I thought he was getting ready to use the after January.
I got about 2 on me. That's it.
Nah. I'm going to leave the cleats on the field.
I'm not leaving my cleats on the field, but I'm definitely going to that.
You know, I want to talk about that for a second. Just one, because it's a pet peeve of mine.
Why?
People don't realize I got to clean them up.
Touche.
Why are you?
Bro, you're not cleaning
the
field.
Okay, cool. Guess what? When I get done cleaning up all the other trash, guess what I got to come do? Pick up your stinky cleats and throw them away because you're done with them.
So if you don't pick them up, what happens?
The park picks them up. Yeah, you think it doesn't pick up trash.
The parks pick them up. So let the park pick it up.
What? You're missing the point.
Corn, when have you seen Jacob filling up his golf cart full of trash bags?
Never.
Oh, never.
Big bet. Corn's going to hate working for me.
I already do.
I'm gonna hate it. By the time I'm done.
Hey, look, I don't work for you for a little while now. I got a while. you won't have no tournaments no time soon. I don't think. Come on, dude.
That's what you think.
All right. Hey, Jacob knows a lot of people. That's for sure.
Hey, Jacob was quick to put a group chat real fast. Hey, we got something going on. Da, da, da. Hey, y'all guys, y'all available? Like, dang. I'm glad to know about it. Yeah, I know the next tournament I'm going to work for you. Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving tournament.
No, you'll be working for me sooner than that.
Damn.
I already got stuff in the work. You're going to be busy this fall.
Oh, Woo-wee. Man. I appreciate it. Shoot, these kids cost me a lot of money.
You're going to be busy this fall.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't mind it. I enjoy it. The more, like you said earlier, I mean, I don't have to play no more. I still could be around the friends and the camaraderie and everybody. I like it. Only thing the worst part is getting cussed. He's getting cussed out, but it's nothing new. I've been getting cussed out on the sideline my whole life.
Yeah.
So ain't nothing. This time, instead of me saying, they cussed me out saying, oh, I missed a block, I missed a flag. I miss a hole.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Yep.
Nothing
pretty
new.
Much. Pretty much.
Nothing new. And then after that, after you be mad at me, I still love you. I shake your hand and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, man.
Huh?
you didn't hear about that.
No. Tell me that. What happened?
We'll tell you.
Let's just say things got a little active on the other field at the draft tournament. Yeah, y'all had it was boring when you were on the field, man.
Oh no, I do know about that. I do know about that. Yeah, I heard it got a little rocky over there. Got a little rocky over there. Yeah. See, I don't have no problem because I'm a good guy. I keep the peace. Everybody know Corn keep peace, so
you said you're not a good guy, Ant.
Yeah, go. Oh, cool.
All right. It only did that because he's from out of town.
Yeah.
That
was it. That's what it is.
Yeah. The crash outs are real. Hey, Corey, before we let you off of here, you have anybody you want to shout out? Anything you want to shout out?
I just want to shout out you for thank you for putting me in the referee world. For anybody that's watching this, thank you for watching. God bless you.
There you go. Appreciate you, bro. All
right, bro. See ya.
All right.
Corn's fun.
Yeah. No, it was cool. Good conversation. He skated around me. I was trying to get him to talk a little bit more about some stuff, but
Of course you were. Everyone's well, yeah, come on, you. Man. You just keep
come
it.
On.
No, yeah.
Oh, you want me a gritty?
Gritty. Guess who's on the line right now? A-Law. Hey, can you real quick tell Ant here live on Clocks Running that Kurt
and Taste
are
the
alive
Philly.
And well?
We are alive and well. We will be in San Diego playing a bunch of formats. We'll be at Worlds. Yeah, all the big tournaments.
Hey, see, he's full of baloney, man.
Blah, 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 blah. Hey, Law, all your talent.
He's just spreading rumors. Huh?
You know, man, he's hateful, man.
Tell him.
I'm just trying to be your favorite guy on Clocks Running. Just trying to keep the peace, you know.
All his talent went to Elephant Boys. Ask him about Elephant Boys.
We're still going to San Diego and Worlds and all the big tournaments. We're actually going to Vietnam in November. We're going to Australia in September. Yeah, Curry Bomber alive and well.
That's all I needed to hear, brother. I appreciate you, man.
All right, see you guys.
I'll talk to you. See ya. See, leave my guy alone,
bro. If you look at the picture of Elephant Boys, it is all Curry Bombers.
I don't think so.
That's all I'm saying, bro. They went to Japan or China and lost.
Oh, okay,
bro.
So they went and had fun. That's all I heard.
And Mexico, they lost in Mexico too, bro.
Okay, guess what? Everybody wins and loses. When's the last time you won,
bro? I talk all about how terrible my team was. I don't mind.
Okay.
No, that's the. Did Law call you back or you called him again?
No. Is there somebody in the queue?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, right,
bring him in.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. All right. I know it is.
Dude, you are sunburnt. What is going on?
I know. It's bad, dude. I was in the sun all day.
Don't you know better than this?
I do, but I think it's the lighting as well. It's like it's weird. I look worse than it is.
Hey man, I'm just worried about you, buddy. Oh. That's all. Whoa, what are you doing taking selfies? And took a selfie. No, 100% took a screenshot of that.
I know. 100%. Well, what's going on, guys? Been a while.
Hey man. Long time no see. Yeah. I don't know if I can say that or not. Never mind. What's been going on, Dino?
Hey yo.
Not much. Transitioning with work, so the past few days have been like insane. I'm exhausted. But yeah, it's been fun. We've had a lot's happening in flag football. Obviously you guys saw I posted I had Sonia down and her friends for a week, and she reffed with us in the Premier League, and that was pretty cool. Everyone loved her. They're like, we need to have her down more often. It's like you. Some of them even joked. They're like, all right, we've had enough of you now, Dean. It's time to bring other people. I'm like, whoa. First of all, I'm your boss, so you're not gonna talk to me like that. Second of all,
Dean went immediately and said. Boss guard.
No, but it's been really, really fun. It was an eventful week, an extremely eventful week. Sonia definitely brought the spice to the games, because I don't think we've had any issues for like a while, and then had three ejections in one night. So
you're blaming that on Sonia. Got it.
A little bit.
Okay, yeah.
She's on vacation. Otherwise, I'd 100% send her a link right now.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead and blame the NFL official. No big deal.
I know, right?
No, that's what I heard.
No big deal. No, but it's been really cool. It's been really fun. What have you guys been up to?
Oh, you know, just recording weekly. You've been watching?
Oh, yeah, we're live now. That's right.
We are live.
I better watch what I say.
Yeah. Nah, who cares about that?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Let it rip.
We are. I did see a comment from Facebook, too. We've been on Facebook for a while. Also.
Yeah, whatever. I don't believe you.
I'm just saying, man. I just and it continues. It's literally on Instagram. Maybe it's just delayed, bro. I don't know.
Did y'all see the start to the Hall of Fame game? Like the first play?
No, we've been recording. Yeah. How could we see that?
Oh, is it tonight?
You could have it on in the background. I don't know, like I do. The first play was a review for a fumble, and then the second play was a flag. And I was like, nice. Cool, great start. Great start.
Did they get it right?
Yeah, they did. They got it right on the field. So ruling on the field stood, and then the flag was for offside. So, yeah.
That's such a small stadium.
Yeah, it's how many people can it take? Like 16,000 max?
Yeah, it's tiny. I'm amazed they have an NFL game there.
Yeah,
they have one a year. It's a preseason game. Who's going to that?
Well, apparently a lot of people.
16,000 people.
Well, it's sold out. It's definitely sold out.
That seems like a lot of people to me.
So here's the thing. Like I've looked into going, right? And the downside is it's the additional – like those two teams get an additional preseason game to play that one. So back when they were playing four games, they got a fifth one to play it. Back, you know, now that they only play three, they get a fourth one. None of the starters play. Trey Lance started for the Chargers, right?
Yeah, I think Omarion Hampton did play. I think he played like the first drive for them.
Yeah, that sounds about. But that's it. He only played.
I think he might have actually scored a touchdown. Hold on, because they are up 7-0. That would have been hilarious if he scored a touchdown. I'm totally drafting him in fantasy. There's not even a question.
First overall pick, you're taking him?
No, absolutely not. No, I'm not a rookie.
Dean, if you could be any kind of tomato, what kind of tomato would you be?
That's crazy.
Well, considering how I'm feeling right now, sun-dried tomato.
See, that wasn't crazy.
I can always be a sun-dried.
Always ridicule my questions, man. It's fine.
Hey, Dean, did you catch last week's episode?
I did. I believe I did, yeah. I watched the whole thing from start to finish.
Good. God bless you. 2 hours.
it was a long one.
I did. Yeah, that was what I watched it from start to finish. I loved what's her
name? How many bathroom breaks you have to take?
None.
Listening back through it, I had to take two.
What was the girl's name that you had? Was it Lori?
Lori.
Yeah. I loved it. Her points about nationality, like I was dialed in. Like I'm glad to see someone else agrees with us.
Who is us?
Me, man.
don't say us.
No, but it was a really cool show. I liked it. Whether it was 2 hours, 3 hours, I still would listen to it.
Did you take any snack breaks during the show?
No, I did not. I was just chilling, listening to it.
So did you listen?
I tell you what I did do. I was folding laundry. I was doing laundry.
You folded laundry for 2 hours?
No, well, I did wash it.
There not going to be a single wrinkle in your laundry if you're folding for – no, not washing, folding.
No, I was washing, drying, folding. Like, I had six
hours. You had enough time to do all that? Yeah, I bet. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Hey, speaking of the national team, Dean, the World Games is I think it starts in 7 days, but flag football I think is the second week, because I think lacrosse is on that field the first week. But anyway, I just want to talk to you about some what?
6 days, 24. 6 days, 13 hours, 32 minutes, and 15 seconds. But who's counting? No, I'm just kidding.
All right, this was fun. This was fun. Take him off.
Come on, man. I didn't even want you on the show, and you pulled it.
Dean, I always want you on the show, man.
I appreciate it. What were you saying?
No, I just want to talk about some marquee matchups and just give me your picks, bro. How about some scores? All right. First and foremost, first game of the tournament, U.S. versus Canada. What do you got for final score?
Ooh, that's the first game?
Yeah.
Woo. All right. Woo. I think U.S. are going to take it. Because, yeah. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. Probably let's go 28-21 USA.
Okay. And then we got the defending champs, Mexico going against Japan. What do you got for that game?
40-0 Mexico. Just get out.
Okay.
Is there a mercy rule in pool play games?
This tournament hasn't happened before.
Is there a mercy rule in pool play games?
I don't know. No, there isn't. Okay.
All right,
this tournament has happened before. What are you talking about? Bro, it happened in Birmingham.
No, it didn't. That was a different World Games.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just trying to make you understand that you can't grasp, but you're holding on to that worse than Dallas Cowboy fans hold on to the 1995 Super Bowl.
It's fine. I'm going to continue to do that until somebody shuts me up.
For like 8 more days?
Yeah, well, I don't know. And then what about, let me see here. Ooh, Great Britain against Mexico. Who you got?
Mexico 38-0.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
Never mind.
No.
Okay. What about
listen? Get to a Mexico USA final and just like relive that.
We're just doing pool.
No, bro. You know what? Honestly, that's the crazy thing about it is that depending on where Canada lies in the bracket. It might not end up being. It might be Mexico versus Canada.
Or it might be
USA versus Canada.
Or, yeah.
I mean, that's not going to happen, but or Mexico versus Great Britain. Bro, Great Britain just came to the United States and won two tournaments.
Cool.
They're fired up, man.
I'm fired up.
I don't
know. I'm not going to go win.
I am so fired up. And I'm Dean's telling you right now, USA make the final. We're gonna have some words.
Okay, what this is the next thing I want to talk to you about, Dean. Because Jacob's he's checked out, he's napping. I don't know what's going on.
That's a good idea. I could put these on a nap while you go through this garbage.
So I don't know if you saw it, Dean, but the Jamaican national team, they kind of did a tour through different parts of the United States, and they went into Canada for tryouts, and they sent out invites, you know, for the players. Now they're going to Panama for the Continentals. And what do you think about this whole some Americans are now playing for the Jamaican national team? Like, what are your thoughts on all that?
Real quick, shout out to my guy, Arell Gordon, for being picked as one of the 18 on the men's side. Arell's he's a baller. He's a tough dude. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it or not, but shout out to him for at least getting selected. Anyways, back to you, Dean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. Like, I think it's great what the Jamaican flag football did. As soon as that happened, I actually put it, like, when you sent that that thing where they did like sponsoring them, I actually put it into our board chat and I said, guys, look, this is something like if Jamaica can do it, we can definitely do it. You know, like fellow Caribbean countries, like it's something that Caymanis look to doing, especially with us getting confirmation for IFAF, like membership, whatever. We can now compete at IFAF tournaments. So I absolutely love what they're doing. I agree with 100%. And I just hoping and wishing that Cayman can do the same thing as soon as possible, because there was talk about our guys going to Panama as well to compete at the Continental. So we'll see how it goes, but I think it's fantastic and more power to him. Like, just we should get on board that as soon as we can, Because
you think more American players are going to start figuring out their family tree and shifting over now, or do you think that they're going to wait until the NFL players take over the entire roster?
Well, yeah, that's tricky because I mean we still don't know what's happening with that, right? Like obviously it looks like it's going to be NFL players, which. I, you know how my stance on that is. But I think until they have a better understanding and idea of that, I don't think you're going to see as many people going to their like the origin countries, but I could be wrong. Yeah. I mean, if to each their own, I mean, if it was me personally, I'd be doing it because I kind of feel that that's where the NFL, that they're going to lean towards NFL players.
You'd be doing it now.
I'll start the process now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Cause.
Yeah. I mean, if I ever had the talent to be like a player in the pro division and I was either, you know, on the cusp of making the national team, or, you know, if I'd gotten invited to trials, even if I was on the team, I think that, me personally, I would be exploring options right now because why would you wait until, you know, because who knows? It might not be until 2027 when the NFL is like, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is, you know, we're starting to bring guys in. And then what if it's too late at that point, you know, exactly. to be able to get onto another country? Because if Jamaica is doing the groundwork now, you know, not to say, is it realistic that Jamaica could make, you know, the 6 Olympic teams? That might be pretty, you know, pretty hard, but they're definitely going to try for it. And if they build up their roster with some high quality American players, you know, who knows? Maybe they can make a run in the tournament. I don't know.
And also, you like, I know this is probably just rumors and whatnot, but what stops Tom Brady from being like, look, I want to give Flacco a go. Like, I'm 40-something years old, but it's a non-contact, right? Like, what stops him from being like, well, because, you know, what he says, he'll be like, put me on the team, and they're like, oh, okay, cool. People, and this is a sad truth, but people are going to flock to those games if they know Tom Brady's at center, but if Hoosh is at center, like, behind center, taking the snap, it's like, oh, well, who is he, right? So yeah.
Tom Brady's snapping the ball to Hoosh?
No, I'm behind center. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what he meant, Jacob. You know what he meant.
But it's like having Tom Brady there, having Tom Brady there, or having Hoosh.
He's defending like, my guy.
It's like, you know, obviously Tom Brady carries so much weight. It's, you know.
He's actually pretty light.
I know.
I could totally see Peyton Manning being like, I want a coach.
And then give my guy George's job? Heck no, man.
I think he could.
No, he can't. Stop.
Hey, and honestly,
you're being ridiculous. Dean, if you could be any can of Campbell's chicken soup, what would you be?
Chicken noodle.
You would be chicken noodle?
You know, hey, you know what's crazy? I got a
Who's your Campbell's
chicken? I got Campbell's tomato soup on my eye.
You would. That's not even a chicken noodle soup. who's your favorite Campbell's chunky athlete? Is it Travis Kelce or is it Donovan McNabb?
Oh man.
Probably Donovan McNabb.
Good answer.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What?
I'm like, I'm over the hype around the Kelce brother. The only Kelce brother, well, okay, Travis.
There's only two of them.
Yeah, I know. Travis is an idiot. But Jason.
Yeah, there's probably another one.
Probably. But Jason is awesome. Jason is awesome.
But didn't you watch, Happy Gilmore too?
I did. I couldn't stand it.
Spoiler alert.
I loved Happy Gilmore too.
Oh, we all knew he was in it before the movie came out.
Yeah, Travis Kelce, like, stick to your day job, bud. Yeah, stick to NFL.
I thought he did great in the movie.
Oh, man. Somebody tag Somebody in the chat tagged Travis.
What's their podcast? Tag New Heights.
New Heights.
There we go. Last week getting hated on by one group. Now we're getting New Heights coming at us.
Oh, man.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Next thing, Dean, I want to bring up is some exciting news came out today. IFAF Worlds next year is going to be in Germany. So
the USA, you think Team USA, the defending champions of the World Championships, will be there at both men's and women's?
No, because they're going to lose the Continentals this year. So they're
It sounds like you're aiming to make a bet right now.
Here's the problem, okay? I still owe you money from the last bet that we made, all right? And
you got push-ups are so much more satisfying.
I don't want to do money. I want to do like something at Tampa, like humiliating. Like there's that grand stage. There's that big stage up there. And it'll be great on a Saturday morning when you have 400, 500 teams flocking in just to be like, maybe do like a dance or a song on stage with the DJ, just something.
What note do you think you just hit on that?
Dean, let me tell you something, okay? I lost the bet.
Let me tell you something. Continue.
In high school, I lost a bet, and the loser had to shave whatever the other person wanted to in their head. All right, and so for a pep rally, because it just happened to be a pep rally that week, for an entire week, I had to have a penis shaved in my head. So the tip started here and went back, and the testicles were back here. And they just so happened to take a picture of me for the yearbook. And so not the top, but like, from the front. And I have this really
boring,
goofy looking mohawk. But
how did you?
But anyway.
Oh, hold on. No. We're not just going to anyways keep moving off of this. We're going to talk about this for a second. How did you get?
Okay.
How were you able to go to school with this for an extended period of time?
Okay, so this is what happened. Was number one, part of the caveat of the rules was you couldn't wear a hat. So I walk into like, I think I made it through my first period on the Monday, and then it got into like second period.
Which comes after and, first.
Yeah, just-
and no, not necessarily. At my school, some days we had first, third, fifth, seventh on one day.
You just made that up. Anyway.
I didn't. We had 1 through 8 on Monday, and then Tuesday, Thursday we had odd, and Wednesday, Friday we had even. That's how our
sounds like a lot. Anyway,
so through
first period, got to second period.
I go into second, and somebody was like, "Oh, let me see what you got on your head." And like, I went like this, and the teacher walked in, and they were like, "Nope." And so I was like, "Okay, I got to put a hat on." So the guy was like, "No, this isn't happening." And so we shaved off the testicles, and I had to have just the penis the rest of the week.
So you were Lance Armstrong for a week.
Yeah. Well, my head was. Top of my
Did you
head.
Ride a bicycle at all during this time?
No, I had my license. I drove a car.
You could ride a bicycle and still have your license. Yeah. Done it before.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, what I don't make the rules, but.
Do you have?
That's about it, that? Really.
I can't believe you shaved a penis in here. That's.
Do you still have the yearbook? That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, photo. We need the photo.
Yeah, I'm going to need that.
Somewhere.
I'm going to need photo evidence of this, please.
I would have to try to find it. So, anyway, my point in that, Dean, is there's probably nothing you could do that could have humiliated you.
Yeah, no.
So,
humiliation is the wrong word. It's more of enjoyment for the rest of us, Dean.
Maybe it's a sunburn talking, but yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking next week, Dean, you come back on, you give us a double D doozy. you know, if you can find it in your busy schedule, you know, hop on for a minute, give us a double D doozy. We'll come up with a bet in the meantime, and we'll figure out
what we
got.
Where are we betting on?
I don't know. We'll figure out a bet. We'll figure something out.
The USA are going to win the World Championship. The woman.
Well, okay. So yeah. I'm playing the field.
You're what?
You want U.S. and I can take anybody else except for the United States.
This is between you and Dean. I'm not betting.
I'm pretty confident USA gonna win it. So.
Okay, I'll take the field.
And then I'm fine. And then if not, then I have a bone to pick with Izzy, Maddie, and V at Worlds.
Speaking of Izzy, never mind. So moving on. No, but hey, I want to make sure these guys get, you know, credit, because Jacob over here spent 7 minutes at the start of the show shouting out, you know, everybody and anybody that he could. So the cool thing about Germany getting the host country, they're guaranteed a spot for men's and women's. And Nigeria already won the African Continentals, both men's and women's, so they're guaranteed a spot. All right, so then it goes down to the continentals that are going to happen. Europe, men's get 6 berths and women get 5. Asia, 2 for men, 3 for women, and America's 4 each. So even if the United States goes to Panama and they get 3rd or 4th, they still would make the World Championships in Germany next year. So don't fret, Jacob.
I haven't fret at all.
The U.S., have you seen this? It's such a powerhouse. They are a solid team. However,
here we go. I've
said this 1,000 times.
They just lost to Canada.
I know, but
Are you talking about the women?
Yeah, I'm talking about the women. The men, whatever. But, like... You know, every time I'm going to bring this up, I'm going to bring it up live or not, but we need a QB change.
Jesus Christ, shut up. We're not doing this again. Dean, it was good to see you, buddy. You're a little ridiculous at the moment.
I want to spice it up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there. I'm going to say anything further. But yeah, so everyone else is going to have a good night, yeah?
Hey, Dean. Oh, man. Dean, you're hilarious. You are the Deuce Dutch of the Cayman Islands, bro. So
pretty much.
I can't believe you just did that live on air. I can't believe you just said that. That's like, oh my god.
Dean Dutch. Dean, it's great to see you, brother. We really appreciate having you on.
I'm speechless of what Ed just said. He just told me the worst thing possible.
Get him off screen.
Love you, bro.
I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
I see you, brother.
Any thoughts on all the exciting news I shared with Dean? And you didn't say much, so.
About what?
I don't know about the IFAB. And
no, I think it's cool.
World. Yeah.
So they're only taking. So how many teams is that they're only taking?
Yeah, 16. They because they have like 32 men's teams last year. So I think they're trying to get close. Yeah, they're trying to get closer to the Olympic number,
which is, I think, what they're doing, just 6 in each format.
Six or eight.
So that makes sense. I mean, I'm not mad at that.
They have some weird, like, weighted system to determine who might, you know, who gets those extra berths or whatever it's going
to. Right. Happen. It's interesting to see how it's weighted, though, because Europe, they have the most berths. That doesn't include Germany in that, right?
Yeah, right. So it basically, my understanding, so essentially the men could get seven, they could get seven berths. Or they will get
as
seven.
As far as their participation goes, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah, know, they have the most
Americas
countries.
Have what? Canada, US, Mexico, Panama,
Brazil, Argentina.
They play in these as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they put, that's right. They were in the World Games last year, or World Championships last year.
Yeah, so that, I mean, I guess it makes sense. You know, there's probably 8 to 10, yeah. So that's you know, a decent percentage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, for sure. So anything you want to – I was excited to see – I was at a water park with my kids, but you were on live – Instagram on someone else's live this past week. How was that, Jacob?
It was fine.
Yeah, shout out to Michael Better. Appreciate the drawings that he did of us. Cool.
We're just gonna keep bringing it up.
I can't mention him. I'm not allowed to mention him.
Whatever. Okay. Anyways,
so the other thing, I think people like put too much weight into this. So there was the Junior Olympics this past weekend in Houston,
which is like Drew and the guys,
right? A lot of guys we know out there, but the Junior Olympics have been going on for a long time,
okay?
So and they just added flag football. So
yeah.
I think maybe people were like, oh my gosh, this is these are the officials that are going to work the Olympics. And this is that, you know,
who said that?
I heard people say mention of that. Like
who told you?
There were people on social media
every other time.
Oh my gosh. It's just the general public, like that don't know a lot about flag football. Were like, if this is what we're going to see in the Olympics, we need,
no, I think you're going to see a very strong international presence for the Olympics. You're going to see, a very small American presence in my mind.
Yeah.
You might see three or four, but we've talked about it, you know, before. You're going to see a very strong international presence. It makes the most sense. They've been working the IFAB games the longest. And you know, as a host country, you'll have some representation, but you know, in the gold medal games, let's say it's U.S. is in both of those, you know, safe assumption, but let's just assume they're in both. You wouldn't have American officials in either one of those games, or you shouldn't.
Yeah.
From a bias standpoint, you shouldn't have any officials from either host or either country that are in either game as far as for gold medal match. Your representation should be from other countries, and they'll absolutely deserve to be there. You know, it's not a knock on anybody. It's just it's an optics thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the IOC has tried for so long to be able to get away from all the goofy stuff that was happening, you know, during the Cold War, where like, judges in boxing matches were from, you know, the same countries and things like that, like, crazy stuff that was happening. So I think they've worked really hard. Like, okay, we know this sport is heavy, you know, like boxing, Cuba has won so many gold medals, so they don't have many Cuban judges for boxing in the Olympics. So it doesn't mean there aren't good Cuban boxing officials or judges. It's the optics.
Yeah. Why would you? Yeah. You know, it's the same thing with basketball. When they get to the gold medal matches, any of the U.S. officials, they're not roughing.
Yeah.
You know, they're in second row eating popcorn and peanuts.
Yeah. Well, most of them bet on games anyway, so they're not.
Oh wow. Okay. Well. Anything else you want to stir up tonight?
Exciting news out of Camel City, right? You guys got a fall league coming up. You want to talk about that?
Not much to talk about right now. We'll get the details out soon. We haven't posted anything, so we'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh, I thought I saw a post.
Oh, it's going to be a
team league instead of a draft league.
Yeah. We are. We're going to stick to a traditional league in the fall. Let folks get ready for January like they've kind of requested. You know, we're looking at doing something in the spring a little different. But we'll see. Yeah, that's it right now.
Any, there are no hot takes of maybe Bex coming back or?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Then, you know, yeah, also next week, Denver Open. Looks like it's going to be a good tournament. A lot of out-of-state teams going to Colorado.
Okay.
Hopefully they, you know, are careful about how many ounces they bring back on the airplane. Because I'm sure that's why they're traveling to...
I don't get it.
Oh, never mind. Okay. and then... and then finally, you know, I always like to talk about the West Coast. Finally, over in Air Raid, She Unit pulled a big upset against Turbo and Top Shelf. It was tied 14-14 and a half, and the final score was 28-14. So shout out to Jonah, who not only won that league, but she is now a Marvel character.
She is a Marvel character. That's pretty yeah. sweet. They created... You know, listening, seeing the stuff that she's posted this past week, they created a Marvel character for her. She's one of the Iron Fists. So that's a pretty dope thing. So yeah. She's always been such a really good person. She's very inquisitive, always trying to figure out the rules and trying to figure out different things. So always appreciate Jonah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And she also is now in, you know, pretty small group of people that have been in the DC universe and the Marvel universe. So she was a villain in the DC universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was. So that's cool. But other than that, I don't know. What you got? Anything else you want to add, Jacob?
No, just hey, we're getting ready to put out our new merch line. Put it back out. You know, we got a lot of people modeling our gear, really appreciate that, and myself included. You know, we'll put another order out. The goal is to start doing them monthly. So anytime you guys want something, let us know. We're going to try to have a little bit quicker of a turnaround time. We appreciate everyone's patience thus far. But yeah, we got all sorts of cool stuff. Ant just got some sweet new shorts and some sunglasses that are with the shorts. I don't know.
hey, no, you know what's cool is those companies reposted that picture. So,
oh yeah, because it's a cool picture without your socks on.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Do you guys not wear shoes without socks in North Carolina?
No, you don't wear shoes without socks. That's how you have stinky shoes. Your feet sweat. But not,
wait, Crocs? You wear socks with Crocs?
Dog. 100%.
No, come on, man.
100% wear my socks with my Crocs.
That's crazy. It's plastic. It's not
plastic. Like, I understand. It's rubber.
Rubber. I understand tomato, tomato. I understand a sneaker not, like, having socks with a sneaker. But, hold on. Let me.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Hold on.
And this situation is brought to you by Tacky Bar. Be sure to check out our guy, Tacky. Dude, why you got your undies in the... What's going on?
These are the shorts.
They are the shorts. They look pretty good.
Yeah, look. And, you know, they're stretchy.
How are the pockets?
They got zippers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play in them.
You're going to break them.
What?
100%.
So those are new, right? Mm-hmm. And then
he's running around, everybody. You guys see him moving up and down the field this fast usually? And now he's grittying again.
We got the
men's mental health shirt. Those are pretty dope.
Yeah, men's mental health shirt right there. You're not alone, right?
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So Yeah, and Jacob's gonna design like a tractor hillbilly kind of thing or something. Dolly Parton themed something. I don't know. He's gonna design a shirt for us. Yeah, right. Dolly Parton on a tractor
with Jordan.
In the passenger seat?
I don't want to mess with him like that.
Okay.
But ChatGPT will.
Anyway, that being said, we appreciate everyone that checked us out live. The show will be viewable on Instagram and YouTube momentarily. Facebook, it should already be on there. And then of course, you know, check us out on, where are we, Jacob? Where can you find
us? Are everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcast, Pandora.
Doozer.
Where?
Doozer. Doozer?
Doozer. What is Doozer?
It's a way to find podcasts. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're there. Check us out there. Snapchat, Instagram, MySpace, YourSpace, Facebook, Twitter, X, Y, Z, W, Element of P. We're everywhere. We do have the clip or the link tree that's got everything linked to it. So check that out. It's got some dope links. Got the merchandise link. It's got everything.
Yeah. Echoing? What?
I don't know. I'm echoing.
Sorry. Oh, are you? I think something happened with my headphones.
See, this is what happens when you start grittying.
It's true. It's probably right. Well, anyway, let's get out of here before the sound quality really messes up. So,
cool. Have a good night, everybody.
All right. See y'all.